Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring in Ed Coleman, who was standing just a few feet from Pete Alonso. He was asked about Carlton Fisking it down the first baseline, trying to wave that ball fair, and it must have worked. I don't remember Carlton Fisk sitting it over the foul pole, though, as Pete Alonso just did.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I agree. And I don't think he had any idea who Carlton Fisk is or was, but, you know, it was good for the moment. It looked exactly like that, or not exactly, but enough, a reasonable facsimile thereof. Did you also catch Pete looking for the crowd there, running third base right in front of the Nationals dugout as well, too? Listen, that's a huge hit. It's a big lift for this team. You know, J.D. Davis mentioned it too, talking about, and I think this was in the back of their minds coming into the game as well. You know, they know who's pitching the next 2 days for Washington. You have Scherzer, you have Strasburg to follow up in the last two games, and you know, you can split the first two and then hope for the best, or you can take the first two like they did in dramatic fashion tonight and sit in a better position. So That was a huge win for him.
And the Mets get it 6-5 over the Nationals tonight. You know, you spent a lot of time in the clubhouse. We've heard Mickey talk about J.D. Davis and the way that his teammates have really enjoyed having him around. Davis hits the home run tonight. Half the dugout came out of the dugout to greet him on the field as he crossed home plate. You know, what has Davis done to kind of get himself involved and to really reach out to his teammates to make him as enjoyable as they have?
He is a great teammate. He really, you know, he understands the game very well. I think everybody realizes that when you talk to him. You know, he's very cerebral, but you know, he's also a guy who gets down and dirty as well too. I think, you know, he hustles, he plays hard, he doesn't complain about playing time, but when he gets a chance, he usually takes advantage of that. You know, I think his teammates love that about him. And, you know, he's probably not adept at some of the positions or as adept as he'd like at some of the positions he's played. But, you know, he goes out there and tries. And I think he's done a pretty good job wherever they put him. And he's also come off the bench and given them some big pinch hits late in games too. So, you know, there's not a lot to dislike about J.D. Davis. Good personality, gets along with all his teammates, roots for them, and I think they root for him back.
Yeah, this really young group of Davis, Smith, even though he's been off the bench as well, but McNeil and Alonso, they seem to all, you know, really gelled together and get along really well. You know, have they kind of taken a leadership sense, even though there are a lot of veterans on this team?
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Wayne. You know, it's again, there's a core, obviously, of the young guys. You know, listen, when you look at what Alonso has done, the numbers he's put up, they're almost staggering. You were talking about the rookie record and everything. You know, the team record is well in his sights. You've got what do we have? 7 weeks to the All-Star game, and you know, he's 10 behind the rookie record at this point. So he's obviously come up and done some damage here. You know, Smith has chipped in, Davis has chipped in, all the guys that you mentioned. And the young core is really, you know, I think they have found a pretty good niche here to go along with the veterans, and I think the veterans appreciate that too.
What's the latest on Brandon Nimmo?
He thinks it may be a day. You know, again, it was quick the last time as well, but it came up quick too. It is kind of disturbing, and I'm sure it's annoying to him. He just feels if he sleeps better tonight, gets a better pillow, maybe he ought to get my pillow.
Maybe. You know? He's got to get some kind of pillow that will help him out.
Something that works, but that was curious. You know, obviously in the lineup, out of the lineup, and we've seen that before. So, but they think it'll be a quick fix, and he could be back in there tomorrow, so we'll see.
All right, Ed, we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, okay, Wayne, thanks.
6-5 Mets win as they beat the Nationals here tonight.